Very often, visitors to this site find themselves confused by the apparent contradiction between what is espoused here and what they know is commonly regarded as nihilism. From our perspective, nihilism represents a rejection of all values for the purpose of re-evaluation. This finds use in an age like ours where all the values and experiences of human life are propped up in a setting far removed from any concept of reality stretching outside of individual human whims. Nihilism, in common understanding, however, has come to mean a rejection of the possibility that values exist at all, a belief in nothing as some have described it. To take nihilism to this extent, however, is unnecessary and unrealistic. We would describe this variety of nihilism to be absolutist, for its attempt to make an entire philosophy out of what essentially should not be much more than a device of thought or a mental process one undergoes in the search for a valid worldview. Our version of nihilism, on the other hand, would be active nihilism, as it takes the destructive processes of nihilism to be a useful tool in the contemplative process, the first step on a journey to find a legitimate source of meaning to life. soon as one states that there exists no value, one has already proved themselves wrong by creating a value. This most basic and easily understood contradiction within the more popular absolutist form of nihilism reveals the real origins and nature behind this puppet philosophy, and accounts also for the contradictorily moralistic behavior of many of its exponents. The nihilism which finds common acceptance amongst people in our current time is a reflection of the same individualistic pathos that afflicts seemingly every person, social institution, and school of thought in the modern age. Detached from the world at large and with only one's ego as a reference point for understanding the world, modern man has assailed all his former gods and enthroned himself as king above all the world. Nihilism in this context, therefore, is only a semi-intellectualized justification for the vanity and hedonism of modernity. The only realistic interpretation of nihilism defines it as the overthrowing of decrepit and dogmatic values in the search for more pure, honest values. Counter to the half-baked denial of a reality that constitutes absolutist nihilism, this alternative form of nihilism openly embraces the fact that the world possesses its own values, far and above the trifles of human desires. Put to any effect, it is an attempt to reconnect with those properties of reality that supersede human desire, legitimize our existence, and provide the only serious framework for meaning and morality to develop.
strength, carry me through the years.
Kumar, 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 Kum
Nihilism is a gateway to the spirit in a spiritless age. It itself is not a system of beliefs or an answer to any of man's philosophical questions. It is a process, not a conclusion. One that excludes nothing save for the unrealistic. Once all our useless, illusory values have been dispensed with, the way is then open for man to find transcendent meaning in the world about him. To linger at this point of rejection for longer than one needs, as though it had any more significance than being the clearing out of psychological garbage, is impotent. Absolutist nihilism is only an expression of fatalism before the weighty meaninglessness of modern values. Those who uphold this philosophy have failed to contemplate a world beyond the rotten values instilled in them by modernity, and thus are trapped in the cyclical process of self-reference.